Welcome to episode 31 of the Repossible Podcast. This is Bradley Charbonneau, your host. It must be Thursday. The weekly thing. It's weekly. It's every 7 days. It just sneaks up on you, sort of after 6 days. I'm not used to it. The every single day thing, that I can handle. It's just wake up, oh yeah, there's another. But the week, it makes things seem so fast. And then there's a month. Clearly, I'm plotting the future books called every single week, every single month, every single year, and I'm even thinking of every single life. The sort of what you need to do in those days. Every single day you do this, every single week you do this, every month, every year, every life. It kind of links into what I was going to talk about today, which is your story in the prison of the past? I'm working on my new book, Spark, coming out in December, and it's really about a time capsule. It's about saving a moment. It's about etching it into time, holding on to it, doing something that you'll later probably not regret. But my point is that you'll probably regret more not doing the thing. And that's what I had with her. She had a story. She's a writer. She writes stories. She's done them with her kids, just like me. And she had one that she was so proud of. You could just hear it in her voice, and she was talking about it as if it were last week. And then she told me it's like 7 years ago. And I said, well, where is it? And she says, it's stuck. I said, stuck where? It's stuck in her computer. And of course, not that hard to get it out, but that's not it. It's not that it's the physical, taking a file out of a computer or something. It's more the emotional of, are you ready? Or is it ready? Or why are you holding back? Or what are the reasons that you haven't done it, that you haven't brought it to life? And what are the reasons that you did it? What are the reasons that you are not bringing it to life? Why would you like to? Why is it frustrating you? And what can we do to get it out? So as I heard, she's written other books and other stories, and they're out, but this one wasn't. You could tell it just really bugged her. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. I don't want it to smolder in a computer file or in a desk and be a cause for regret, be a cause for pain and suffering and whining and moaning and why isn't this working and why have I not done the thing I said I would do. So that's part of my goal, but because a lot of the spark is to start. That's a big part of it because most people won't even start, but it's I almost dare say that not finishing is worse than not starting. I don't know, because if you don't start, you don't really know what you're missing. You didn't do anything. You didn't not finish something because you didn't even start it. But if you start it, then you're in it, and you're in it to win it. If you don't finish what you started, it might be more painful than not starting at all, which could be an easy scapegoat for you to just not do it at all, because then you wouldn't have the suffering of not finishing something you started. I might be shooting myself in the foot, but I just want to get it out there that if you start, let's finish it. December 17th, I'm starting. Once again, Spark is out. Why you should ride a bike, why you should write a book with your kids, and why you should. How to write a book with your kids and why you should. See, I don't even know my subtitle. I'm not sure it's quite right. I'm not sure it should just be books, because I'm talking to other people and it's not just books. And I almost want to make the threat bigger. You know, if you don't do this, it will be terrible and life will crash around you. But of course it's not that. And I don't like threats. I don't like, if you don't do this, then this will happen. But that's kind of what I'm getting at. That's what I get out of most of my books. But of course, it's easy to solve. Do it. So let's start the thing, December 17th. I will. Join me? Repossible Podcast, episode 31. Bradley Charbonneau, your host, every single week. See you next week.